Have you ever thought about that while you're away, your home could be an Airbnb? I did. I actually bought two homes in Albuquerque that I Airbnb'd, and it was just an amazing investment, honestly, because, you know, as you are accruing value in your property, you are also making money on the Airbnbs. It's amazing. So your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
21 Seeds infused tequila is a must-have. It's an award-winning tequila. It's infused with real juice, with real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. It's real. So you need like two or three ingredients to make your perfect cocktail. Hey, you know how I'm always trying to keep my house parties exciting? New cocktails? Do you?
Yeah.
Okay, well, here's something that's going to flip the script.
Okay.
All right, 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Yeah. Tell me more about this, right? Oliver Hudson.
Yeah, 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila that's infused with juice from real fruits. You only need two to three ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
Wait a minute. I think I know what brand you're talking about. You know why?
Yeah.
Because 21 Seeds is founded by two sisters and their friend. It's female founded.
That's right.
See?
Sounds
See
like
how I know? Something I can get behind.
I know. Well, there's a good story behind that for sure. Listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila. Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
Hi, I'm Kate Hudson.
And my name is Oliver Hudson.
We wanted to do something that highlighted our relationship.
And what it's like to be siblings.
We are a sibling rivalry.
No, no.
Sibling rivalry.
Don't do that with your mouth.
Sibling rivalry.
That's good.
Daniela's traveling tonight on a train. I can see the red tail line. Heading to Spain, I can see Daniela waving goodbye. Lord, it looks like a Daniela. It must be the fucking clouds in my eyes. Daniela, my brother, you were older than me. Do you still feel the pain of the scars that are here? Your eyes have died, but you see more than I. Daniel, you're a star.
Thank you for that. Hold music, Oliver.
Maybe, you know what? That's not a bad business. Oliver Hudson's hold music. I can't get a job, so I might as well just start doing hold music.
I don't see why not. You know, our father does jingles. I mean, I know. You can just follow in his footsteps.
What if that's what happens to me? I just end up doing jingles, like living in a shack in Malibu, drinking whiskey and smoking
joints.
Sounds like
a great idea. By the way, sounds like a great life. Writing jingles, smoking pot, drinking whiskey, and like, you know what that means? That means you're going to live forever.
I guess so. Yeah. I need to do some reevaluating, I think.
I need to reevaluate. I'm reevaluating. By the way, I'm reevaluating right now because I am in this like hardcore training mode that I've never done.
Ooh. Wow.
And I called a friend and I was like, I need to kick it up a notch. After three kids, I'm like, you know what? I can use some assistance. I've always relied heavily on my own abilities, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's like, oh, it's so easy for you with your trainers. I'm like, yeah, except that I don't have trainers. And chefs.
Maybe that's a whole new business. You combine fitness and food, you know, and that's you just bring it all together.
Well, so what I've never done is that I've never actually taken my body like an athlete and gone and mm-hmm. worked with someone who's like really scientific and hardcore, who works with real athletes. And so I've been working with this guy, Brian, who's just a beast of a trainer, but he's really all about alignment and rewiring your body to be the most athletic it can be.
Cool.
And I have a real goal, which is like probably a little bit more muscular than I've ever been, just stronger.
Yeah. Are you doing it? Is he Brian in town or is it like a virtual thing?
No, he's in town. So he comes over every day. So I'm doing it every day for 3 weeks, like really intensely. No alcohol, very specific foods, tons of water, no nothing but water. I can have a protein drink once after I work out. But other than that, it's like super, super stripped down. But this mm-hmm. is to like kick me into shape. You shouldn't train like that for more than 3 weeks. So we're doing that. Mm-hmm. And then we get into sort of different stuff after that. But I'm really excited. Fun. It's really fun. It's hard. It's not easy. It's like, it's weird when you commit to something like that and then all of a sudden you realize like how much shit you eat in a day.
Yeah.
Because I do like WW, for instance, is so great. And it's like keeps you on track like that. But I still will like get into the cookies or have a cocktail. I'll have my glass of wine. For instance, wine, he said to me, you know, you can drink wine. You can have a drink when you're in maintenance and you get your body and you kind of work it to where you want it to be. He goes, mm-hmm. but when you're training a body to actually build and shred, think of it like when you have a glass of wine, you're telling your body it needs to work 30% more.
Mm. That's a lot.
It's really a lot. So it's a great way to look. I never thought about it like that. And then I realized I've never done like this stuff that's like more about rotation and opening up your body in certain areas, like an athlete, you know, like getting actual rotation in your hips so that you can access the glute differently. Mm. It's really fun.
Cool. So let me ask you a question though. Like, is this going to maintain while you're...
I'm actually shooting in Greece. And once I get there... Yes, it's fine because I'm going to be able to have some wine and, you know, but I'm still going to be training. But that's I mean, good. You're in Greece. Because like, I don't need to have the like deep fried. I'm going to have like Greek salad and feta cheese and some fish.
Yeah, I know. Like indulgence is part of life though, at least for me. You know, I mean, I would love to get in peak like optimal shape. But at the same time, I couldn't stay that way forever. Because I wouldn't be able to enjoy the indulgences of life.
But that's not how it works. I think there's like, the thing is that you need to discipline yourself for a good 3 weeks to 6 weeks. Hardcore discipline. You train, you recover, you eat properly. You get rid of your alcohol. You get rid of your sodas or any juices or any, you know, juicing. And you just go, you take that time and you get to where you want to get to in a real disciplined way. And then you're in maintenance. And what that means is that, and this should be to me, like your lifestyle, should be how many days a week are you really cheating? Like food wise, you know, because some people think you eat really healthy and then you should have one cheat day a week. Mm-hmm. Right. So you go out and that's your cheat day. You're choosing to like eat the carbs.
Is that wrong?
No, it's fine for a lot of body. Actually, there's different ways you can look at it, you know. It's really interesting.
Yeah, it
is. I mean, these guys and girls have it all down to a science. It's something I'm fascinated with, but like I think there's some people who are really into the body that are willing to do things that aren't necessarily the best things for you to get the optimum result. Whereas that's not what I'm interested in. Like I'm more interested in having a beautiful result, but like also feeding the things I need to feed. Like a lot of times to lose weight, you don't need oil. I'm a big believer in like having good oils for your brain, for your body, for your skin. So there's a balance.
It's also exciting. It's exciting to sort of, you know, step on the path and take the journey. You know, when you actually in your mind, you really mentally commit to it.
When you commit
to it. It's fun. Yeah.
It's so fun.
Yeah, it is. It's yeah. work, but it's fun.
And I also thought to myself, I'm a founder of a athletic wear company that I am so obsessed with our health and our wellness and our nutrition and our body, but I've never actually done it with support. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I've never done it. It's kind of crazy. So I was like, you know what? I've got this movie. My body needs to, you know, be in shape. And it was like a sort of a great excuse to kind of just go for it. Fun, right?
Well, good for you. Good for you.
Thanks,
well,
Ollie.
I went on a 2-mile run. Woo. So, and then ate some cookies. I'm working out, you know, trying to keep it together. Just trying to keep it together.
Hey, did you go do the colonic?
I did a colonic.
How was it?
It was good. I mean, if something's going up my butthole, it's hard to say it was like good, but it was interesting. I've done them before, but this woman was amazing. I really loved her. She was just great energy, really cool, really fun,
like comfortable,
for lack of a
better
word, but she actually was. Yeah, she was kind of badass.
It's uncomfortable. Yeah, yeah.
But no, she put that speculum up there. I'm like, oh my God. And then, but it was good. I need to do more though to really see some sort of a benefit.
Honestly, to think you got to get past that part. You just kind of have to go like, okay, I'm not even going to think about that part. But what you do have to think about is like what it's actually getting rid of, which is, by the way, is like, you know what you should do is the angel water one.
What's that? Sounds gentler.
It is. It's also you do it yourself.
Oh, it's just, yeah.
It's, yeah.
You
it's
put
a
it
little,
up your own butthole.
Right. You put it up your own torus, and then you sit and you kind of like hold
it's like
it
a gravity.
In. And I actually like
gravity
those
bomb.
Better because they feel a little more gentle on your colon.
Yeah, this was just ram it up there and just start
flow
like suctioning.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's... Yeah. Yeah. Like fill me up. And she's like, just say pressure. I'm like, pressure. I'm like, and then release. And she'd fill it up. I'm like, pressure.
We should get someone on who can talk to the gut about the gut. Allison, can
love
we
that.
Do that? Let's talk to like a real pro about the microbiome.
I would love to do that because I've actually been taking supplements now for 2 months and I've been pretty religious about it. And I don't know. And for my gut, I don't know if I'm feeling better or not. You know what
right,
I mean? Like
right.
I'm the guy who I take Advil, I have a headache, I take Advil, the headache goes away. Oh, I get it. It works.
Right, right.
But I'm trying to stay on this regimen here where I'm taking these supplements 3 times a day. It's all for the gut. And it's a fucking, I mean, all I'm doing is taking pills all day. But I don't really know if it's helping me or not. How do I even know?
Right.
Or do I just trust it? I don't know. I feel the same.
How long have you been doing it?
2 months.
But you're sleeping better and you have more energy, you said, but you've also been doing your NAD. I think it's working.
I did the NAD therapy for 4 days. You know, it helped. The NAD definitely helped. This morning, you know, just that sort of residual anxiety just comes up driving the kids to school for no reason whatsoever. I'm just in a place. I'm in a weird place. I'm 44, trying to figure out what the second half of my life looks like. I don't fucking know. I got to do something for myself, something creative. Stop and just inputting me into acting jobs, even though that's how I make my money. That's how I afford private school. That's how I make a living.
I thought you were going to say
but
private
still,
planes. I'm like, Oliver.
I wish. Jesus Christ, I wish. But, you know, I think I might be having a midlife crisis just without the motorcycles and, like, you know, cheating on my wife.
This is
you
good.
Know what I mean?
This like, is a good sign. It sounds like a great midlife crisis. So, first of all, we're in a retrograde until October. So what that means, and it's not like a hardcore retrograde, it's a different kind of retrograde, but it does mean, you want me to explain this to you or do you not care? You seem to, did you just roll your fucking eyes at me?
No.
You did. I just you glanced just rolled
to the right.
No, you totally I rolled did your
not.
Eyes.
I don't I'm not an eye roller in general. Oh I don't my roll God. My eyes.
You don't even know. You don't
I
even know.
I don't even know how to roll my eyes.
You don't even
eyes.
Remember.
Watch.
You don't even remember that you rolled your eyes.
I went like this. I looked over here.
Yeah. Well, we have the video of you rolling your eyes.
Fine, I rolled my eyes. No, I didn't. I don't even know how to roll my eyes.
No,
look.
That's not how it goes. I roll. Okay, Oliver, pretend like you're doing an audition, and I roll. Go. See, that's exactly what you did.
I did not do that. I didn't do that. No, I'm definitely interested in the Mercury in the retrograde, but okay. I don't understand that.
Okay,
I mean, that doesn't make sense. People are happy and do get jobs and do great things when the shit's in retrograde.
Yeah, but that's not the point. That's not the point. The point is that when you're in a retrograde, here, let's look at this. Here we go. Usually what this means is, I love this girl. She's so great. Okay. So this is the Saturn retrograde. It's a Saturn retrograde, which is May 23rd to October 10th. And what this basically means, so Saturn rules your responsibilities, your commitments, and karma. So it's really interesting this happening now because...
Well, hold on. Say it again. Responsibility, commitments, and karma.
And karma. That's Saturn. Okay. So retrograde motion, it spins the energy inward, right? It becomes the reflection time. So reflecting on the things that you're committing to, reflecting on all of the responsibilities you have in your life, and reflecting on... sort of karma. And I guess how you could look at that is like karmically, or what are you putting out? Do you feel that what you're receiving is or not receiving some sort of karmic connection that needs to be like, do you need to release some things karmically, mm-hmm. you know, stuff like that. So here's mm-hmm. what she says, the reminders of this time until October. Not everyone will respond well to your boundaries. So keep them away. So when people aren't responding well to your boundaries, don't falter on them. Be like secure okay. with your boundaries. Okay.
I don't have
any boundaries. If it's not a hell yes, it's a no. This is from Spirit Daughter, my friend. If it's okay. not fuck yeah, it's just like absolutely not.
Okay.
That's a really good one, I think. Do you like that one?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here's another one. Let go of commitments that don't serve you. Make space mm-hmm. for new ones that do. But that's the important yeah, part
I,
for you.
I can relate to okay. that. But
you
for need sure.
to, but yeah, but you got to relate to the second part, which is it doesn't mean that there are no commitments. It means that you're letting go of the ones that don't serve you.
Okay.
Okay. Like this is a yeah. commitment that serves you. Our podcast yeah. connecting to people
on
like this.
On many levels. Yeah. Yes, it does. I
right.
love it.
So like that is like a great thing, but then thinking and reflecting on the things that really aren't serving you that you have to be committed to. That's a big one for me right now.
Can I say something? Because here, you know, I've been meditating a lot and it all is going in my mind. It's all going to like finances and this and pop, 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 pop. And it's all bullshit because everything's fine in my life. I'm caught up in this FOMO world of missing out on opportunities, whatever they might be. And then something happens and then I didn't buy a fucking altcoin and it went up 8,000%. I'm like, I could have made money. And then I'm like, oh no. And like, and then this other opportunity, like you need to do it. I'm like, ha, 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 ha. And it's just like ripping my brain apart when it really, this is not who I am. You know what I mean? What are you doing? What the fuck is going on?
I have a really hard time. I have a hard time taking pills.
I wish our listeners could have seen what I
well,
saw.
You know what? They're going to because it's going to be on a clip.
Oh, well, you know what's funny is I have to take all these supplements too, and I'm getting better and better. But the amount of time that I put the whole thing in my mouth, I'm like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to take them all. I'm like, choke and spit it out everywhere.
I am so bad at taking pills. That's why I created a whole nutritional company around powders than just you saw it here first. You saw it here first.
Sakara, we love you. Yes, we do.
Sakara. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
S-A-K-R-A, Sakara, and S-A-K-R-A, Sakara is the company.
S-A-K-R-A, today. As you can tell, we sing for joy over Sakara.
They're organic, ready-to-eat meals made with powerful plant-based ingredients. If you are a listener, you know what we're talking about. They're designed to boost your energy, improve your digestion, get your skin glowing. We love them. We've done them. We know them. This is a company we cannot encourage you enough if you want to reset your body and kind of are looking for a really beautiful plant-based experience that you don't have to do anything. It comes to your door. It's more than just food. They do supplements. They have herbal teas, everything you need to support your nutrition.
That's right. They're creative too. They keep it fun. They keep it spicy. It's chef crafted, ready to eat. Breakfast, lunches, dinners, and it changes weekly. You're never bored. Delivered fresh to your door anywhere in the United States of America. And right now, Sakara is offering our listeners 20% off their first order when they go to sakara.com/sibling or enter code sibling at checkout. That's Sakara, sakara.com/sibling to get 20% off your first order. Sakara.com/sibling. I love me some eggs. I'm an eggy guy. I like my eggs. I like my Pete and Jerry eggs.
The thing is, if you're going to eat eggs, make them organic.
These are the OGs, the OG organic. They've been a pioneer. Okay, in the organic egg industry. Pete and Jerry's have been organic for 25 years, okay? And in 2003, they became the first certified humane egg farm in the United States.
Really?
Mm-hmm, that's true.
Cool.
Their hens are raised on small family farms across the country, free range lifestyles. They're you know, these chickens are happy chickens.
Well, they're free to engage in behaviors that come naturally to them. As someone who loves chickens and has had them, they do what comes naturally to them, like dust bathing. They forage in the grass and socialize in the fresh air and sunshine. This is how you want animals to behave when you are eating their eggs.
Mm-hmm. No chemicals, no pesticides, you know, where they pasture. They eat good stuff. They eat real stuff. They eat grasshoppers and grubs. They're real chickens doing real things that real chickens are supposed to do, you know?
They're free of GMOs, and the hen's lifestyle and diet results in the best egg you can have. They're rich, they're creamy, flavor, firm, deep golden yolks, which is the best.
Yes, I can attest to that. Yeah. I can attest to that because I do love my eggs and I like them sort of an over medium kind of vibe. I have a really specific way I cook my eggs, but you crack them and the yolk, you can just tell. I mean, it's like beautiful. You kind of want to, you almost want to take a picture of it. So right now, Pete and Jerry is giving away a free dozen eggs, free to the first 100 listeners who go to peteandjerrys.com/sibling. So to claim your free dozen eggs, go to PETEANDGERRYS.com/sibling. Pete and Jerry's organic eggs are available nationwide at a fine grocery near you.
Can I read you something? Actually, this reminded me. Hold on. All right, you ready for this?
Yeah.
This pertains to sort of what we're talking about on many different levels. I've started.
I got you that. I got you.
Yeah, look what I'm writing in.
Oh, yeah. That makes me so happy. Isn't that the best book? Dope Rhymes.
Yes, I love it. And I just finished this. I'm just writing whatever's sort of coming to my head.
Okay, I just want to say something before you start. My brother, for everyone out there, is like, and has always been since he was young, a really amazing writer. Just saying.
Oh, now you put pressure on this. This isn't like amazing writing. It's just sort of a ditty, I guess. And it, taking these pills reminded me of it. And I titled this thing, it's called The Evening Pack. The man was tired of swallowing so many pills. A pack in the morning, a pack midday, a pack in the evening. But he was told it would make him better, whatever better meant. Better is relative. Better than before, he kept telling himself as he choked down the evening pack. The man struggled to swallow them all at once, but it was better than parceling them into groups, prolonging his feeling of inadequacy. The man just wanted to be normal again. Nothing more, nothing less, just normal. He was willing to listen, to try. The man was tired of the voice, speaking to him out of turn, unrelenting, the loudest voice in the room. The man was tired of many things. The man was tired and parted the sheets from the comforter and slipped into bed, feeling that fleeting moment of relief, the feeling that keeps him going, that keeps him hoping that normal is near. The man stared up at the ceiling, savoring the last moments of himself and waiting, eager for the evening pack to take hold, to carry him far, far away from the man that he knows he's not. The Evening Pack by Oliver Hudson. Love you too.
I mean, clearly the man is you.
Yeah.
Clearly you're speaking from your own experience. Ollie, that's so great. It's just, that's so great. I'm so happy you're writing, you know? It's like,
it feels good.
Yeah.
It feels good.
It's great. You're such a great writer. And
feels good.
And I think that's actually so relatable. Like everybody, you know, especially today, there's just the rise of like autoimmune things and chronic illness that people don't understand that they have, or things that are going on in their bodies that I mean, you know, it's like what you said to me the other day, you just keep going to doctors and they're like, I don't know, you know, like, hey, I'm having, you know, yeah, whatever that moment is. I mean, it is so many, it's like what Anthony Williams said on our show that, you know, so many people experienced that. I don't know. They go to the doctor. They're like, no, I'm telling you, something's not right with my body. And they're like, well, can't really figure it out. And like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And then you just try everything and everything. And I think women feel like that a lot when it comes to having babies, that we feel like they can relate to the evening pack of like, I just want to feel like I can produce and hold a baby the way that I'm supposed to. And it's so hard on women. I love that.
Yeah. Well, I guess sometimes you take normalcy for granted. You know, it's like sometimes you just want to feel normal. You know, and you live in normal, but when all of a sudden your axis is just sort of knocked off, you just want to get back to being normal again because you don't feel in your body. Things have shifted for me a little bit, you know, but
have you been nose breathing?
I don't know. I know
that really hit me. The article mom sent us about breathing through the nose, the importance of actually not mouth breathing but nose breathing. I'm gonna link this to our stories for this so people can read this article, and it's about the importance of actually training your body to breathe through the nose and the importance of that, you know. Anyway, you know, and the other thing is that when people hold these anxieties, it's so rampant right now. It's really, really...
Well, that's nice. It's like you're not, no one's alone.
No, I know. It's also been quite a very intense theme of people that we've had on the show, of so many people suffering from anxiety. And anxiety doesn't discriminate. It doesn't matter how much money you have. It doesn't matter how much you don't.
Well, it was mental. I think it was, wasn't it Mental Health Awareness Month?
May.
This last month? Well, Ryan Reynolds, who I just dig. But he actually, I think one of his last posts was just about his anxiety that he has, and he wrote about it, you know, which was refreshing. You know, I think there are so many people who suffer from different forms of anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
It's just crazy. And I wonder, it's a bit of an epidemic, it's, I guess.
Absolutely. I think that now also it's something that people, I think also now we can attach a word to the behavior or the feeling. Whereas before, like there was panic attacks. You'd have panic attacks, but you didn't realize that you were suffering from like a certain kind of anxiety. And now there's, you know, all these different levels and anxiety disorders that you can, that we know now that can be sort of classified. I sometimes feel like part of the anxiety is the recognition of the anxiety. I know this sounds a little weird, but bear with me.
Keep going, because I know, I sort of know what
it's almost like
about.
It feeds itself. The more you understand the anxiety or connect to anxiety, the more you're trying to work through it. Like sometimes I find that it's always there that you're thinking about versus how do we let the anxiety go, you know?
Right. There's a vicious cycle component to it for sure, because the more you think about it, the more anxious you get. But if you don't think about it, then you're not working on yourself, you know, and then you get into a meditation and then, you know, then, but yeah, oh God, totally, you know, and then what happens is you get anxious about anxiety. You get anxious about feeling anxious. You know, I was supposed to go on a fishing trip, which is literally being out on the ocean on a boat and fishing for big fish is my happy place. You know, you can't touch me there. I'm fucking Teflon. I wasn't able to go on this trip because of, you know, the seas got big and the wind picked up. But I was anxious about going on the boat, and I was almost going to cancel the trip because of my anxiety of going on the boat. And I'm like, why am I anxious about going on the boat? Yeah, but then I'm asking myself these questions of why? What the fuck? Why am I, you know? And it's sometimes there's no answer.
Yeah.
You know, it's crazy. I mean, it's,
I think though,
there is always an
answer. Yeah, it's like you're away from your kids. There was a boat that like sank, everybody died. Like there's
No. It's not that. It's more about like just being not, it's about being on the boat and not being my best self, I guess. You know, it's more sort of, it's deeper. It's not about the actual anxiety of the boat capsizing or whatever. It's more about going on the boat and having a panic attack and being out to sea, or being on the boat and not being my best self and just, you know, fighting, struggling through the day, just trying to put on a happy face and fish. You know, it's weird. It's not about anything circumstantial, you know. It's just, it's deeper than that.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's so hard.
But it's part of the journey. You know, I've been through it once before in my 20s, like crazy. 5 years ago, I went through it a little bit. And then now, for some fucking reason. Well, I know why. I mean, I went off the Lexapro, and this is what's happening, I guess. But
you gotta start now, I guess, figuring out. I love that you're working out. I love that you're supplementing. And you know what, Ollie? I also, there's like another thing is, instead of like being mad at yourself or like weirded out by the fact that you don't want to go, why don't you just listen to yourself and not go on the fishing trip?
I don't know, because I don't want to be that guy who's like letting feeling take over my life.
But maybe it's not anxiety. Maybe you're just feeling intuitive. And right.
Yeah, maybe.
Like maybe you just need to go do something else. Why don't you go take your car and go ride up and go fish, do a different kind of fishing trip.
But how funny though is it that the trip actually got canceled? You know, it's weird.
Oh, it did.
The universe is strange.
Okay, there you go.
Oh yeah, I was like, oh, here we go. I'm preparing, and then I have moments of real excitement because the bluefin tuna are happening and blah blah blah. And then I'd be like, oh my God. And then I get a call, like the seas are 21 feet and wind's blowing 40 knots. I'm like, and they canceled the trip. It was too crazy.
Yeah.
Well, never happened in my life.
Okay, so there you go. So maybe it wasn't necessarily your anxiety about yourself. Maybe the anxiety was a more of an intuitive thing. Like, maybe. You shouldn't be on the open seas. Beauty blender. Oliver, I've been using a beauty blender forever. I love the beauty blender. I think everybody who does makeup needs a beauty blender, period. I don't care. Go on here. We're going to give you our codes so you get a good 20% off. Beauty blender is this for me. Every makeup artist I know uses it. Here's why. Especially when you're trying to create natural looking, beautiful skin that has coverage. It's the best tool you can use. You wet the sponge. The sponge with the product, especially the right products, and we can get into that another time, ladies, but it gives you a finish that prolongs your product because you don't have to use as much to get the finish that you're looking for. And it makes you look like your skin. It doesn't like make it creasy. It doesn't look caked on. It's like the perfect finish.
So they just launched this Bio Pure Makeup Sponge. Okay. It's sustainable beauty blender.
And it's exciting because this is the future. And the fact that they're able to make a sustainable sponge that is just as good and has as much efficacy as the old sponge is like everything. So it's great. Made out of 60% plant base of renewable sugarcane. And we love it. Okay. Go, Ollie.
Amazing. So there just isn't another makeup sponge that can compete with the Beauty Blender. And now Beauty Blender is offering 20% off your first order on beautyblender.com with code sibling. That's 20% off with code sibling. Exclusions apply. So the countdown is on for me.
Countdown is on, Oliver.
I've got 11 days until I'm actually drinking my ice cold Coors Light in the birthplace of Coors Light in Colorado. In the Rockies.
Jealous.
Very excited about this.
I'm going to be there all summer.
I know, but you're doing amazing things too. And I will send you videos. Yes, I will send you videos of me drinking my Coors Light, watching those mountains and cans turn blue when the beer is cold, you know, letting me know when it's time to chill.
You know what the thing is about Coors Light that I love just nostalgically is exactly what you're talking about. Like you say that. Well, first of all, let's just talk about that. We love the beer. It's a perfect beer, especially it's like, what's the beer you want when you're hiking and then you're done and you want to crack open a beer? What's the beer that you want when you're in the cold and you're skiing and you're taking a break and you want that like refreshing, fizzy, cold beer?
Oh, yeah. So I'm just going to paint a quick picture for you, okay? Here's the plan for me. I love to fly fish. I've been doing it since I was 7. You bring a 6-pack of Coors Light. You put it in the river, wedge it between rocks. So the river is actually making this Coors Light cold. You fish. Hour later, you come out of the water, and then you are drinking your beautifully ice-cold Coors Light. That is what I'm looking forward to. Coors Light is the one that we choose when we need to unwind. That's just the truth. So when you want to hit the reset button, you reach for the beer that is made to chill. Get Coors Light in a new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
But I want to finish the retrograde, the Saturn retrogrades.
Okay, go.
Okay, yeah, let's go through them again. Not everyone will respond to your boundaries. Keep them away. Okay, so the people that don't respond right now until October, it's like, just take your space. If it's not a hell yes, my friend says it's a no, period. I like that one a lot.
Okay.
Let go of the commitments that no longer serve you. Make space for new ones that do. Here's the next one. When situations or people repeat themselves, it's a clue to where you need to heal. When situations or people repeat themselves, it's a clue to where you need to heal. That's a good one.
So patterns, recognizing the patterns in your life.
Right. Or like situations that repeat themselves. It's like, why does this keep repeating itself? Why am I find myself in this cycle? Right. And then there's the ideas that then that's probably a place that something in there where you need that you need to heal. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just being aware of that vicious cycle. Like, why is this happening? Well, instead of asking what, instead of just saying why, like dive into the why.
I go, what part of myself needs to heal itself so that I can break the cycle? When you take ownership of your life, it evolves at a rapid pace.
Mm-hmm.
Good time to do that. Like what you're saying, like, who are you? Who am I? What makes me happy? What do I really want to be doing? Do I really want to be like having the FOMO about the cryptocurrencies and all this stuff? Or do I want to like, honestly, like be a dreamer and a thinker and a, you know, and a writer and, you know, you got to like.
True.
Own your,
well, that's
own just, your just to, just, shit.
Well, just even to add on to that, like, you know, in this sort of funky state that I'm in, I do feel more creative and sort of more inspired, I guess, than I have been in a long time. And interestingly enough, even though anxiety is a debilitating feeling, the follow through has been better for me. So there's a silver lining to all this as well. Sometimes that Lexapro can just not numb you physically, but hey, everything's cool, whatever, it's all good. And that doesn't really push anything forward.
Right. It's like a perfect timing for you of like energetically to reflect and kind of refocus and also cosmically, clearly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the next is when you feel restricted, it's the universe asking you to be patient. Trust the timing of your life.
Mm-hmm. That is a big one for me, which I just need to get back to. That's something that that's how I live. And I have lived. But recently, that's where that FOMO is. That's where that, like, what the fuck is going on feeling is coming from. That's a good one for me, for sure.
Yeah. And last but not least, you're not responsible for anyone else's happiness, but you are responsible for your own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't feel responsible for anyone's happiness, I guess. My kids.
Yeah, I do sometimes, especially in partnerships.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Because you want the other person to be happy. Friendships.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Letting people down. Saying no.
Yeah.
I am a yes person. I like to say yes. But part of that is my own issue of not wanting to be seen as a person that is creating issues for anybody else. Mm-hmm. I just want people to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that if doing that isn't making you happy, whatever that circumstance is, like you need to listen to it. Like, are you really doing this because you're doing it because you really want to do it? Or are you doing it because you feel responsible because if you don't do it, someone's going to be unhappy?
Right. Or do you take joy in the sacrifice? Meaning like, yes, I might not want to be doing it, but I find comfort and I find joy in watching sort of someone else benefit from my sacrifice, I guess.
Yeah.
Or feel good from my sacrifice.
I love this.
Yeah, I have that. That's good.
Aren't these
good? I like
good?
It too.
All right. Yeah. I'm glad we got through this. You know, there was a lunar eclipse last night.
Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm. It's wild. Well, all right. I feel like this was a really great catch up.
Good catch up. Yeah. I'm
glad your fishing trip was canceled. Now maybe we can go to dinner.
This was good. I think this is, it's good to talk about this shit. You know, and I have no shame, never had any shame in talking about sort of my mental state and what I'm going through. And, you know, hopefully people can listen to it. And if they're feeling shitty or feeling anxious, you know, the old Hudson Express is right with you.
I think it's good to talk about. I mean, like the Mental Health Awareness Month. I mean, I think
it's important to say that it also doesn't discriminate. You know, it doesn't fucking discriminate.
And we need to all feel supported. You come from. Yeah. Lady Gaga said something really, you know, because Oprah had her mental health thing on with the, you know, Prince Harry, and Lady Gaga was on it. I didn't watch it, but a friend of mine called me and was telling you about it, and I'd like to see it. when I have a 5 seconds, I'm gonna watch it. But she said, people think, and I was told this because I said this to a friend of mine who's going through anxiety as well. And she said that Lady Gaga said the same thing about her own, which is that people think you're supposed to fix it and it goes away.
Mm-hmm.
But it never goes away. You just learn how to manage it differently. You learn mm-hmm. tools to help you work through it and you connect with it differently, you know? But
mm-hmm.
you're doing, I think, maybe a disservice to your brain and creating more anxiety to think that the goal is for it to just to be gone.
Mm-hmm.
It's how you manage when it comes up. It's those moments when mm-hmm. you can allow yourself the space and honor yourself enough to know that, like, you're experiencing something, you're not alone. And instead of just thinking that it should go away, like, you actually need to talk about it. Like, you actually need to, like, get mm-hmm. it out. Say, mm-hmm. I'm having a hard time. I'm feeling anxiety. I am overwhelmed right now with anxiety and I need to just take a second, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, fuck a Xanax. Honestly, having a conversation is amazing medicine. Sometimes, like, I will just be feeling pent up and talk to Aaron or someone and immediately there's relief. Like, you know, it's mm-hmm. it's big. Just actually voicing it, saying it out loud, sharing it with somebody helps me tremendously, you know? So yeah. I talk to Rio all the time. Like, Rio, look, daddy's really fucked up.
You don't
I have panic
that.
Attacks, Rio, and my throat is closing. And she's like, dad?
Oh my God. And you're like giving her anxiety.
All right. I know. Hopefully my kids don't inherit this shit.
No, but it's like sometimes I think about, like, you know, when you see those dials that are like when we're riding our dirt bikes when we were kids or the ATVs and mm-hmm. like you'd be revving in first and you'd mm-hmm. like see the thing going like this.
Yeah,
like,
the RPMs.
RPMs yeah. like this. And then you'd like click and it goes.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Like yeah. that to me is how I see anxiety. Like you gotta like figure out how to click it into the next gear, you know?
It's a good analogy. Yeah, I like that. It's true because you just got to drop it down into a higher gear. You know what I mean? Like you're in first gear, you're like, yeah, just click into second, man. Cruise, drop those RPMs. And then you're in second and then you're hitting it too hard. Yeah. Hey, don't worry. Just fucking go into third gear. Let's go. And then just cruise, man. Keep those RPMs low. I like that. I'm going to use that.
Yeah. And I think that, and I think the thing is too, is you feel it on the bike or on the, you know, on the, you know, four wheeler, you can feel, or in the car, like even your own mm-hmm. body has a response to when mm-hmm. the bike starts to go, you know? and so yeah. it just shows how easily affected we are by things that are high energy. Like they come at you and you need to act on it, right? It's like
right.
that to me is like one of those things where it's like you need to shift. Anyway, I think that that's a good way of looking at it. I love you.
I like that. I love you too. Good catch up. Really good.
And I look forward to having some people on next week and I want to just say to everybody listening out there, write in, rate us. It helps every time you do that. And remember that we love hearing from you. So please like write into our email, siblingsubmissions@gmail.com. And we listen, we read them, we love reading them. So till next time.
Till next time. Sibling Revelry is executive produced by Kate Hudson and Oliver Hudson.
Produced. This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that Healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.